Welcome to Focus Carolina, an exclusive program sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. My name is Chancellor Carol Folt, and I'm excited to introduce this new series of interviews with our Carolina faculty here on WCHL. This year, Carolina chose Dr. Mitch Prinstein's book, Popular, as its first-year student summer reading book. As part of his research, Dr. Prinstein explains why childhood popularity plays a key role in human development and how it still influences people as adults in their personal and professional lives. Dr. Prinstein works in our clinical psychology program, part of the Department of Psychology and Neuroscience in Carolina's College of Arts and Sciences.
Dr. Prinstein believes his new book is more critical to young society than ever.
I wrote the book because people don't often realize how important our popularity is in predicting so many different areas of our lives. And in particular, right now, I'm a bit concerned that our world is focusing us on the wrong kind of popularity when we should be focused on the kind that helps us be happy and successful. When most people hear the word popular, they think about the times they were in high school and who was kind of cool or most visible, dominant, influential, kind of powerful. That is one type of popularity that psychologists have studied, but it turns out that's related to pretty bad outcomes long term. Most people who had that kind of popularity are at much greater risk for anxiety, depression, relationship problems, and addictions. The kind of popularity that we should care about begins when we're really young, about 3 or 4 years old, and it has to do with how much we're well-liked by others, how much we make other people feel happy, valued, and included. That seems to be related to a whole host of positive outcomes professionally, personally, and it even helps us live longer.
Popular could be a valuable guide for new students embarking on an important fork in the road of their lives.
Over 3/4 of college students enter school hoping for an opportunity to hit the social reset button, to get a new reputation and start over with some new friends, and Chapel Hill students are no different. I'm so excited that this book was selected because it offers a virtual instruction manual for how to do that the right way, how to make sure that if you're starting over and you're trying to be popular, you're focusing on the right kind of popularity and how to do so that will help you break the bad patterns you might have developed while you were in maybe not as cool as you wanted to, high school student.
Often the adolescent brain is not trained to handle life in a completely new environment.
It doesn't matter if you're 22 or 102. We all had our brains develop in high school in a way that makes us see things for the rest of our lives as if we're still adolescents. It makes us expect people to interact with us in the same way that people interacted with us when we were in high school. The most important thing we can do is realize that although our brain might be trained to make us think that people are responding to us the way they used to, we're in a completely new environment now. People are interacting with us in completely different ways, and we have to stop ourselves from thinking of us as that 14-year-old version that is still inside and recognize that people see us as someone completely different than who we once were.
And social media can compound the problem.
It's human nature for us to make assumptions, and most of us make assumptions in our social lives as well, and that can be really good. But once we leave high school and enter into a new context, whether we're about to start college or even as an adult who's about to start a new job, we need to challenge those assumptions. We need to ask sometimes, kind of getting the feeling that maybe this didn't go so well or that maybe someone's responding to me in a negative way, but let me just check in and ask them, is this the way you're thinking right now, or am I coming across the way that you think I am? And well, very often people are surprised to find out that their emotional reaction to a situation is based on old news, something that happened to them decades earlier, and the people around them are actually interacting with them in a way that's totally different than how people treated them when they were in high school. Mm-hmm.
According to Dr. Prinstein, parents are often caught between the generational gap created by social media.
Well, parents are in a tricky spot because none of us have the social lives that teens have now on social media. Most kids spend more time interacting with their peers through a device than actual face-to-face or voice-to-voice interactions. They're not having real relationships. That's something parents can really help with, to reintroduce real conversations back into adolescents and young adults' lives.
Thank you for listening to Focus Carolina, sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. To hear more interviews, visit chapelboro.com and click on WCHL On Demand or visit unc.edu.